We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Tes on the base. Tana Rabbanan, it's a cryptic brisa, and the Gemara have a few different shotim in the Bia Machlekes. So Tana Rabbanan, Haba Lidoim Beshtar Uvechazaka, if you come to Dan Beshtar or Chazaka, Nidim Beshtar, Divrei Rebbe. We have no idea what that means. Shem Gamil Aimer Bechazaka. Shem Gamil says Chazaka. So what are we talking about over here? So what Rashbam says right away, you have to wait for the Gemara to understand. But my kamifigli, what is the machlekes? And like Rashbam says, and from that we'll know what the Bryce is talking about. My kamifigli, ki also Rabdimi Amar, but oisio is nicknes b'masiru kamifigli. We're talking about, the machlekes is, if oisio is v'shtar is nicknes b'masiru, which means that you were selling someone a field that, let's say Reuven bought the field, and now Reuven had a shtar, now Shimon has the field. And Reuven says, what do you mean, it's my field? And Shimon's holding on to Reuven's shtar. So the shaila is, does he have to bring a raya that he made a chazaka, or it's enough that he has the shtar? Is that enough of a raya? Because it's that he got the shtar is the kinyan. The shtar alone could be a kinyan. We'll read it inside, then we'll read a little bit of Rashbam. Kosher Avdim Amar Ba'isias Nixas Masira Kamifagir. Shimon Gamil Sava Ein Oisias Nixas Masira, and therefore you have to bring Edim that you made a Chazaka, and that Reuven told you Leich Chazek Kni, go make a Kenyan. So he holds that Ein Oisias Nixas Masira, and then when he says in the Brayse he says Shimon Gamil Chazaka means you have to have a Raya of Chazaka. But Rabbi Sava Oisias Nixas Masira. Oisias Nixas Masira. So either Vistar or Chazaka. It could be either one. It could be, but need the mishtar. Shtar is sufficient to have a raya for the shtar. Like the Rashbam says in the bottom of Kufsam Achtes on the base, that he says Masali Hashtar Mechira Kosev Vishmoy the Kenisia Sada. I got his shtar that's written his name. The Kenisia Sada Mesir Shashtar Kilu Nichta Vishmi, like it's written in my name. The Gam Echzakti Besada Shali Shonmi says God that the Rosh Hashanah should have said regular Chazaka, but he made a Chazaka. The Loch is need the mishtar the Rebbe. I did a star that was given to him. He's kind of dice. Just nixes b'masira. You don't need the chazaka. Rav Shimon Yehuda holds ain't dice. Just nixes b'masira, and therefore you need a de chazaka. So it comes out vizer. Rav Shimon Gamil holds that ain't dice. Just nixes b'masira. Ain't dice. Just nixes b'masira. And that's what he holds. So the problem is like this. Only Abaya. I'm getting plukta l'demar. We had before that Rabbah explained pshat in the Rav Shimon Gamil says that you cannot write a new shtar for the lekeach. Why? Because we're worried that he really gave it back to the meicha, the shtar, and therefore the meicha owns it now. That was the problem. So what do we say? What's the machlekes the rabbanim of Shimon Gamil? If oisiyos nixas b'masira, that according to Shimon Gamil, he holds yeah oisiyos a shtar is nixas b'masira. And lefid this pshat in the brayso was saying he holds ain't oisiyos nixas b'masira. So it comes out your pshat in this brayso is not like Rabbah's pshat in Rav Shimon Gamil on yesterday's blot. That was a bias time. It came plukta l'demar omalei v'sifloik. Okay. So maybe so Rav Dimi said about it. Okay, so I'll argue. Omalei hachkemile masnita loy metarza elikim tarza mar. There's only the only way to learn the brisa on kuf samach tasam alaf on top. The only way to learn that brisa is only there. Rav Shimon says you can't write a new star. Why? Because the worry really gave back the star to the meicher. So you see that he holds, the only way to learn pshat is, oisiyos nixas b'masira. The other pshat the Gemara tried was that if you don't have the shtar anymore, so you don't own it. The Gemara says, what do you mean, unless the shtar gets stolen, you don't own it anymore? So the Gemara is the only pshat the Gemara had, from Shimon Gamil. So it comes out, if you're saying pshat, and this price is there, if Shimon Gamil holds, in oisiyos nixas b'masira, there's a stira, m'ken kasha, there of Shimon Gamil, Shimon Gamil. Se'elam ha'abaya. So therefore, Abaya says, I'll tell you pshat in the price over here. Remember, the Brayse says words like this: that Abba lida meshtar bechazaka. Rebbe says nida meshtar. Meshtar mil oimar bechazaka. So what's pshat in these words? What's pshat in this Brayse? Elo Amar Abaya Hachem Asgidon. Kegoin shenimtza echemem karav apostle, which means like this: that really everyone holds oisiyos niknis b'mesira. Really, so you have a shtar here. The problem was that. Here you wrote a regular shtar. We're not talking about, rather, everyone called Oisim Masir maybe, or Merishim Mil holds Oisim Masir, not Rebbe, but that's not Machlaikas here. We're talking about here a regular shtar Mechira. There's a way to make a kinyan with a shtar, right? There's the kinyan with a shtar. The problem was the star that they are producing here had in it posel edim. In the star that was used for the kinyan, one of the edim was a karav or posel. So what's the shaila? So why is it sounds a good star? Yeah. Uplukta the Rameya of Ravalaza Kumifki. Rebbe Savala Karavalaza Domba Edim Asiri Karati. Ravalaza holds that Iker way a star works is if two Edim see, you give over the star. You give over the star. So there, that works even if the Edim in the star are Karavapasa. As long as the Edim Asira are kosher, then it's fine. So, because he holds like Ravalaza, Edim Mesira Karati, the Iker way a star works is with Edim Mesira. Even by a get, it works like that. Just the reason why you sign a star is just to have a raya if there's no Edim Mesira around. So here you won't have a raya from that because that one of them is a Karav Apostle, but you could work with a star if you had Kosher Edim Mesira.
How do you have Kosher?
Why?
The Edim that he gave over a star, he didn't give over a star, he gave over a Apostle star.
No, the star wasn't Apostle. You don't need Edim and a star, according to Mandim or Lazar.
What
did they
gave
over
what? They
gave over a star, a piece of paper. No, it is. The star doesn't need Edom, according to this man. It does not need Edom. The Edom is Edom Asira Karati. The Edom is just a stick in oils. The Rabban de Gadin, according to Rav Loza, the Edom in the star. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Savala Karameh, Doma Edom Chasima Karati. That the Edom, what makes a star? The Edom Chasima. So that's very geschmack. So back into the Bryce. It says, Rebbe says, need them a star because you have Edom Asira Karati. So you have a kosher star. Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, but Chazaka, you have to bring right to Chazaka. The star is worthless. Right, the Gemara, Ba'amra Baba, Moidai Rav Loza who holds Edei Mesira Karati is Moida that don't write Edim. But if you write Edim, it can't be not good Edim. But Mezuyef Meteichu Shupasel. Rav Loza's Moida that if you put an Edim, then it has to be kosher already. So L'chaira, here, Hak Yuzer Star, it's Pasel Im for Rav Loza, Elo Amar Rav Avino, Hakol Moidim, Shem Kosev Boy, they changed some words over here. Shem is kakul edus udusam shal edim nimse edusam mizuyefes shu apostle kudrababa. Echanam, you're right. If there's edim in the star and the apostle, it'll be kulam apostle. It's not the case here. The case of the Bryce is a little bit different. Loinachlu of a star she'enel of edim klal. The case was you use the star with no edim whatsoever. The Rebbe saw a law kudrab a law in Sirikati. Rebbe holds as a kosher star. Why? Because you hold it in Sirikati. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Rameh Adama Edim Chasim Karti. They hold Edim Chasim Karti, and therefore you need Edim in the star. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, and therefore you have to, here you don't have a kosher star. You don't have Edim at all, so you need a chazaka. That's the pshat. Why it says need a chazaka? So it comes out over here. This is the first pshat we added a kash on it. That the pshat in the brayse is that Rebbe holds a karbalaza, and therefore you can work use a star without any Edim. Rav Shimon says, no, the star is worthless, it has no Edim. Edim chasim ekarat, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If we need Edim in the star, and that's why I need the mechazaka, you have to bring a raya with a chazaka.
That's what it's about
for 3 years. What? Why?
How
is
she
going to be cut to
the field?
Who? Chazaka.
You have
Edim in the chazaka. You have Edim in the chazaka. Lech hazakni. You have Edim, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you have Edim on the chazaka. You have Edim that you made a chazaka, actually. Kinyi chazaka on it. Not a kinyi star, kinyi chazaka. That's what we're talking about here. We have Edim here. Edim is Sirikarti, according to Rebbe, you have. You have Edim that gave over the star. You have a Chazaka. That's what that means. The Shalom, what Chazaka means, either Ketach Chazaka as Cheskim Moshonim, or Chazaka of Lechazakni. The problem that the Rosh Hashem says, the Rishbam says two different Moshonim and Chazaka in the same sugya. Beginning says Cheskim Moshonim, and on top of them he says Lechazakni, which is a Kinyi Chazaka. So Rosh Hashem is bothered why he changed Pshat. You could say either one, but he shouldn't have changed. V'boi yisema, not a pshat in the brayzim. Achol kis Rebbe Moshe ben Gamliel, not a pshat. B'moide b'shtar shekosvu tzorach l'kayim v'kamefgi. Avado, we're talking about a regular good star with edim. No psulim in the star. What happened? That here the guy produces star and the meicher, the ma'arer, says, "What are you talking about? That star is mezuyif. The star is mezuyif." So here he says. That you know, I never sold it to you, and he didn't say the star mezuyif. He says he didn't say that. He says that would be a normal case. If you say mezuyif, then you need a kiyum. Here the case was he's moida. He wrote the star, but he said it fell from me. That was what Ma'ara said. Here the Ma'ara said that you're right. That's a good star, but it fell from me. That's the Ma'ara saying. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is, do you need a kiyum on such a star or not? That's the machlokes. But moyde bestash kosvu tzarach lekayim kamifugi. Here the case where he did not say it's mezuyif. The ma'arer, the one who's saying that you're lying and you stole something from me, doesn't say the shtar is false. He says the shtar is true, but it's my shtar. It's my shtar that fell from me. My shtar kin it fell from me. So do you need a kiyum or not? That's the question. So moyde bestash kosvu tzarach lekayim kamifugi. The Rebbe saw a moyde bestash kosvu tzarach lekayim. Rebbe says you can use the shtar. Why? Because you don't need a Mekayim Mishtar. This is a Mechlek said a few times already, that the reason why you don't have the Mekayim Mishtar is because Be'etzem, a Shtar is like two Edom saying something. The only reason why you always ask for Kiyam is because the Chazal made at the corner that if you say it's Mezuyif, so we get Edom. But Be'etzem, it's a good Shtar. Here, once you're Moida, and there's no Chashash Mezuyif, then the Shtar is saying Edis that it belongs to the other person, and you have no right to be Neman against it. And the other man, the Yama holds, the Shimon holds, Tzarech Kaima. You have to get a Kiyam. Why? Because it's a Kapesh Asa. The only reason why you're saying it's not Mezuyif is because I'm moided to it. On the same breath that I'm being moided to it, I'm saying it's mine. So it's a Pesh Asa Pesh Eta. That's the Machlokes, the Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. And this is how you read Rav Shimon Gamliel's words. That, like the Rashbam says in the bottom of the right side, V'hachkam Rav Shimon, Nidim Mechazok Olav Ashtar, Shashtar Ein Amoyoloi, Kol Zman Shon Eskayim, Adei Eicherim. You have to mekayim it. Abishem Ar Moide Shikasu, the Yom Kasafti, and he also says that it was mine. I never gave it to you. I wrote it maybe for you, but I never sold it to you, and it fell out of my hands. So that's that was his taina. He's Moide, he wrote it, but he's saying it fell out of my hands. So that's the Machlekes over here. So let's see inside one more time. The Rebbe saw Abishem Shikasu and Tzarech Kaimer. Rav Shmuel saw Tzarech Kaimer. Therefore, here you don't have kiyim. You have to use the Eidei Chazaka. So Freit the Gemara. We find that Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel say different than what says over here. Because here we're saying Rebbe holds that ain't tzarach l'kaimai. That it's already mekuyim, but it's maybe moida. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says you have to mekayim it. Two guys walk in holding on to a shtar. It's a shtar halva, it's a shtar chayv. So malva amar shlihu. The malva says it's mine. You owe me $100, it's mine. Venafon, it fell from me. And when Sasiv, and you found it. But Leiva, I'm no, it's Shalihu. It's mine. It's Shlachu, but I paid up. Paratilach, I paid up. And now I'm holding on to the shtar. I paid you, and that's why I got it back. What's the halacha? Yiskayim hashtar b'chesom v'du Rebbe. Rebbe holds you do a kiyam shtar, and right now Mara thinks that you get the whole thing, that the mekayim hashtar and the malva wins. Rav Shimon Yilayim, no, yachleiku. You split it because it's shtayim aduka mishtar. It's like shtayim oichas metalis. They're both holding on to it. So it's echleiku. And the Gemara then Bava Metzia asks, "Va'avinimba, but lest leila Rebbe had the tnan shtayim oichas metalis." Rebbe doesn't hold to the Mishnah that says two people holding on to a talis. Zeh manim etzasiya, zeh manim etzasiya. Then the lacha is that what? Since they're both muchs, they're both holding on to it. Zeh yishavash ein loy ba pachis mechetzia. This one swears that I don't have less than half. V'zeh yishava she'en lo ba pachos v'chetzcha. I don't have less than half. Yachleiku. And I'll split it. We'll split it. So he doesn't hold it out. Lachas split it. They're both holding on to the shtar. They're both mukhsik. So it sounds like that if you do kiyim, the malva gets everything. Why not? It's yachleiku. And therefore, there the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, b'mekuyim, the kuli amal pligad yachleiku. If it's already mekuyim, kuli amal, it's takah shnayim, oichsim, metalas, yachleiku. Ki pligi, the machleikus in this price is v'she'en lo mekuyim. So Rebbe Savar, Moyd of Stasha Kosh with Tzarech Lekayimai. Then Moyd of Stasha Kosh, we have to Mekayim it. V'imekayim le. So even though here the Loiva is agreeing that the Star was written, but still you have to Mekayim it. So v'imekayim le. So what it says, when Rebbe says Mekayim v'chesamav, doesn't mean if you Mekayim it, you get the whole thing. V'imekayim le gov v'palgo. V'lav chas v'amu. What Rebbe means Mekayim v'chesamav means that if you're not Mekayim it, so then it's the Loiva wins actually. You say it's worthless. After you mekayim, you get half. That's what it means. Moshe Mamil Savar, Moide B'Shach goes into Ruch Kaimai. Because here, the Loiva, remember, is Moide is a real star. He's just saying, you gave it back to me, I paid for it. So then, it's Achleiku. You know mekayim, it's automatically Achleiku. So what do you see? In Bamatzia, we have a Machleikus there, if you have to go get Kiyim or not. What's the Machleikus? Because here, in the case of Bamatzia, Loiva is being Moide to it. So Rebbe holds Moide B'Shach goes to Saruch Lekaimai. We just said pshat over here, the opposite. We said over here where Rebbe says nidim mishtar means that ain't tzarach l'kaimai. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds nidim mechazakav k'tzarach l'kaimai. So it's a stira of the two, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel's. The Gemara answer is epoch. And the way the Mepharshim say it means epoch the brisa in Bam Metzia. That's the one you turn over, and you'll say the opposite. That Rosh Hashanah is one who says Yiskay and Bechasam, because he's the one who holds that Moida Beshtar Shekosvu Tzorach Lekayma. The boy is saying, this is the last pshat that we're going to have. So far we have two pshat to have in kashas. One pshat that we said at April, we had Tutsum. One pshat was Edech Sima Karatim and Sira Karatim. One pshat, the other pshat is Moida Beshtar Shekosvu Tzorach Lekayma. We're going to say a third pshat. The boy is saying, we're not going to switch around. And here's a different machlokes. Elahacha b'levarer k'mifigi. Here is a different type of machlokes. Ki hod Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef. That we're going to see that here, he says that I have chazaka and I have a shtar also. In such a case, do you have to also? Here the case was you had a shtar that was a kosher shtar, no shaila about it. And he said it's mine. I have a shtar. It's mine. You could have just stopped there. But this oybechachem, who wants to win, says, you know what? I have a shtar and I have a chazaka. I have both. So you know what we tell him? Good. You have to bring the shtar in and bring the chazaka in. Because once you say you have all that, you got to bring all your rayas. The other man, the yomer, says, no. I don't have to bring every raya. I don't have to bring every raya, everything possible. So the machlokes is, I said that Rebbe says, you have to bring the shtar and the chazaka. Both ways. It's Rebbe holds both, you have to bring both things. That you have to bring both things. So you have to also bring the shtar. Like we listen to Rashbam. Odom shetoyin l'ma'ar, shnei mine chazakas, yeshli. Achas yesh b'yod yadayin shtar mechiro, shenas de'azeh asada, v'oy yesh edi chazakas shal shonim. Here Rashbam says, shal shonim. V'kama Rebbe nidim shtar, shark l'var, l'am yesh dvarov, l'hovi yesh shtar also, k'moy shetoyin. Here the Gemara is switching around. Rebbe is the one who's more machmer. Rebbe holds you need a shtar and a chazaka. And Shimon says only enough. It's enough to have a chazaka. It's enough to have a chazaka because when you speak out that I have a shtar and a chazaka, you got to bring both. And Rav Shimon says, no, I don't have to bring the star. It's enough just to have the chazaka. Rav Shimon Savar in the Rashbam says, need an af b'chazaka levadoi. Kilo ba'al idem b'chazaka levadoi star. V'choshken shim hevi star mechir lo'i boi yisuei the chazaka. You don't have to say all the tainus. You don't have to speak out all the tainus. So when he says chazaka means dai lo'i b'chazaka b'lo'i star. It's enough with chazaka without star. V'hocha b'levar k'mefagi. A story where Yitzchak by Yosef, the Rabbi Abba owed him money. He had money by Rabbi Abba. So that was the story. Yitzchak by Yosef had money by Rabbi Abba. Also came to Yitzchak Nafcha. So he came to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who's the dying, Omar, Praticha, if they ploined, you ploined. So he said, there was no shtar over here. There was no shtar over here. But he had Aiden that they lent money with no shtar. So we look at without a shtar, you could say Parati. The story was here that Rav Abba, who is the loiva, says, I paid you in front of two Edom. Reuven and Yisachar, two Edom. Omer Yitzchak. So Yitzchak, the dying, said, okay, if you ployndi, you ployndi, v'yidu. Let the two Edom come and say this. Omalei, Eloi osh loiva hemna. And if they don't come, you're not going to believe me. But kaimulon amalva eschver be'edim, ain't charach barel be'edim. The halacha is if I borrow money with Edom, with Adashtar, I'm allowed to pay back even without Edom. I'm allowed to pay back. I'm allowed to pay back and just say Parati. So therefore, the lawyer was saying, why not bring Edom? I said, I have Edom. I don't need Edom. I'm tiny Parati. Omar Lei, Anoba, Hish, Kishmaitza, the Maras, Fira Lei. To Omar Rab Abba, Omar Rab Adaba, Hav, Omar Rab, I hold like Rab Abba, your Shita. You said, Oim Lechaveroi, Parati, Chafei, Pleini, Pleini, Tzorach, Shiavayu, Pleini, Pleini, Vidu. So he said, I hold like that sheet of the Rav, that you said over same Rav, that someone tells his friend, I paid you in front of Edom, you have to bring Edom. They have to say Edom. Actually, the Rashbam says something very interesting. As long as you bring the Edom, it's fine. Let's say Edom come and say, I never saw anything. You bring it to Edom, I never saw anything, it's still good also. As long as you brought the Edom, that's the Rashbam says, the interesting thing. As long as you brought the Edom. But yet, once you say, I have Edom, you got to bring the Edom. And you bring the Edom, they said they didn't see it. It's fine because maybe you forgot, you misspoke. But once you say I have Edom, you got to bring those Edom. That's the halacha. Tzarech levar. So Amalei, so he said, what do you mean? V'ahom again over Rav, halacha k'divrei Shimon Gamliel. So he said back to him, it's not true because Rav himself said that we paskin like Shimon Gamliel, that's enough with chazaka alone, and you don't have to also have the star. If you say you have a star with 3 years of chazaka, so we know 3 years of chazaka does not need a star. So if you say after 3 years, I have a chazaka and I have a star, you don't have to bring the star because Rosh Hashanah holds that that ain't tzarich levar. So he says, don't you hold like that? And even more, va'af Rebbe, and even Rebbe Augustine Emil, he didn't hold like me'ikar, anything like that. Loi Omar, elo levar. And the way the Rashbam learns, it means like this, that he meant it didn't held like Rosh Hashanah Emil. He just said that you have to levar advar, it's just a tiny like that. But he's moida that if you just do chazaka itself, it's enough really. So therefore, what he means to say, therefore, Rosh Hashanah Emil is more mastavra to pass Rosh Hashanah Emil. I hold like Rebbe. Don't tell me passing meal. I hold like Rebbe that you have to mevarer, and if you're not going to mevarer, you're going to be mafsid. You're going to lose out. So the bottom line is that he's saying is there's machlekes over here, and the price, the last pshat is beautiful pshat machlekes. Mandi amaholz need the star needs. You need if you speak out, you have a star. Chazaka is not enough. You have to bring a star as well. Rebbe Shimon Meal says no. Chazaka alone is enough. And we brought a story with a case where someone owes money and he said, I have Edim. He has to bring those Edim because even though he's never say Parati, but you're not never say Parati without, you're not never say Parati without Edim if you said that I have Edim. So you have to bring down those Edim because he said, I hold Levarer Kamina. I hold Levarer Kamina. And that's and the whole shot how we paskin. So he says over here, the Rashbam learns that halacha is Karab Shimon, she'ain't tzarich levar, but that's ayin shomim the psak, but that's what comes out, pshat and machlokes.